Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 118. Our topic today is Light in the Northern Lights. Reading Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. This spring has featured wonders in nature. On April 8th, there was a total solar eclipse by the moon, visible for a 100-mile-wide band from Texas to Maine. On the evening of May 10th, going into the early morning of May 11th, was the Aurora Borealis, also called the Northern Lights. Unlike the solar eclipse, the Northern Lights could be seen by a large part of the Northern Hemisphere of planet Earth. What was unusual about the solar storm that created the aurora was that it was visible as far south as Mississippi and Florida. Usually, northern lights are confined to northern Canada and the Arctic Circle. As with the solar eclipse, we don't want to misread or spiritualize this natural event in nature. But what David said is true. The heavens declare the glory of God. But for this event, the second part even rang more true. The firmament shows his handiwork. From our perspective, the firmament is the sky and atmosphere surrounding the earth. Sometime before the evening of May 10th, charged particles left the sun and collided with the atoms and molecules of oxygen and nitrogen in the earth's upper atmosphere. This collision of the sun's energy with our atmosphere produced light displayed in glowing colors of red, magenta, green, purple, pink, and blue. As I said last month, we don't worship created things. We worship the Creator. And what a Creator we have. As I stood in a field outside the city, away from city lights, I could see these colors dancing in the sky, like an IMAX movie 1,000 times bigger. From the northeast to the northwest, from the horizon to above my head, I saw these colors changing, shimmering, and moving. Through photography and editing, I could enhance the colors, but what I saw with my eyes was amazing. In this blog post, I've included a link to my photographs and a video of the Northern Lights. My message to you today is, just as there was God's creative light in the Northern Lights, there is light in everything God does in you and around you. That light is three things. One, a reminder that what God does is bigger and better than anything men have done. Two, just as the sun's energy from 93 million miles away can set our atmosphere ablaze with color, God's power is beyond comprehension. As the Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? And three, as John wrote, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. His name is Jesus Christ. By him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that was made. You are a creation of your Creator. You are far more magnificent than a solar eclipse, and then the Aurora Borealis. Look for God's light and let your light shine. Let me encourage you to listen to the Mother's Day message from my wife, Patricia Hudson, entitled, To Mom with Love. You will be greatly inspired by that marvelous message. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.